Tópico. Canelo, prr. El refugio, Skill City, baby. Hey, puedo hacer trap, pero amo el hip hop, boom pop. B.O.C.K. back to the top, yo. Back to the game, make a train in your brain. On team, Jesus Christ, name my pop, my name. Welcome to the valley of death, untouchable. I know that where the Holy Ghost is, unstoppable. Yo, todos te juzgan y te toman represalias, pero ninguno de ellos quiere ponerse tus sandalias. Son, dejen la bulla y toda la parafernalia, que el hip hop dominicano vive entrando por Amalia. Son, tirar tu álbum que no es para competir. ¿Quién te dijo a ti que yo hago música para ti, nena?
I can tell he's saying a lot. Bro, I was talking to Baltimore the other day. So this is the first time I like officially met him and got to sit down and talk to him. And he played me some of his music. I think Andy Mineo might have stole his style from Baltimore. I think so. Because there was a few hints of Andy Mineo in his music. Yeah, I listen. We should. I definitely will, because he told me that he's starting a podcast. I told him I got a podcast too. Like, we both in the same boat. The only difference is he does a lot more than me. He does ministry and photography and all types of stuff. This is not an ad, by the way.
It is an ad because she's a white girl.
And I'm cutting the song off too, by the way.
Yo, we're not gonna play the whole song. This was an honor to Juan. He requested this song.
Alvarez.
Yeah, so Mr. Alvarez. Actually, if one of you guys want to listen to a song,
yes,
you can request it,
and we'll throw it on the
IG.
We'll throw it on the playlist too that we made for the podcast. All that's the right. Music that we've played on here will be on the playlist.
Exactly.
If you want to have a song on there, or if you want us to play it on a podcast, whatever.
Yep.
Just let us know. Anyway.
Yeah, welcome to the ET Podcast, guys. My name is Eric.
I'm Trey.
And this is the ET Podcast. Welcome to tonight's show.
Yes.
Now, we are going to talk about a particular thing, visions.
Yes, and not visions as in good eyesight. Yeah. Not visions as in as you seeing yourself being with someone else.
Or
somebody in particular.
Or Vision, you know, from Avengers.
Or Vision from Avengers. That's a good point. See, my mind hasn't been on comics lately, so.
Yeah. So, dude, I was able to look up at this, I guess, kind of like definition. It says here, a vision is something seen in a dream or religious ecstasy, especially in a supernatural appearance that usually conveys a revelation.
Yes.
Visions generally have more clarity than dreams, but traditionally fewer psychological connotations. So, I mean, what's up with visions? So tell me why you want to talk about visions particularly today.
I don't know, man. I think after the last episode, you know how we talked about the Book of Revelation and all the crazy stuff that happens in that book. I don't know. I just figured it would be, and I know this is something that you're not really supposed to do.
Yeah,
is share like the types of visions and dreams and stuff that you had with people. But I'm gonna share two of the four that I've had.
Okay.
Cool. Because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there who have been like me and they've had weird, well, not even, I'm not going to say weird, but they had those such vivid dreams, and the only way to explain it is it was from God.
Yeah.
Like some type, like, I don't know. Like my wife, she says that she has multiple dreams multiple times.
Yep. Okay.
And I've never had the same dream twice, except for this case. Like, and I mean, it wasn't exactly the same. It was similar.
Okay.
Because just the details. And when I talk about it, that's why when I explain it, you'll see why I said it's kind of in the same.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do this. So, you know, pertaining to that, I got one of my own that actually I lived, and it was more like, it wasn't like a vision. Like, and here it says that, like, apparently visions are like a supernatural appearance that usually conveys a revelation.
Yeah.
But mine, it was more like a dream that in a way foretold me what was going to happen. And I was able to go ahead and avoid.
I'm sorry.
I was.
I had eight rolls earlier.
I was able to avoid the that situation. So since you got two and I got one, let's go ahead and start with you. Go back to me and then end up with you again.
Okay. What, share both of them?
No, share one.
One
first,
and then
go,
okay. Yep. All right, cool. All right, so the first one. So I got saved August 2015.
Okay.
And the way I got saved, I kind of mentioned it, and I'm sorry for putting the image of me in the shower in people's minds. But like we said, you know, that's a state of vulnerability.
Yep.
Anyway, so I basically led myself to the Lord and I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a week later after I got saved, I had this one dream where it was just so vivid and just like it, I don't know. And actually I forgot which, you know, because I said there's two dreams and they go hand in hand. I forgot which came first.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the one I'm about to say came first. No, it was definitely the one with the demons that came first.
Dang.
It was that one. Okay.
Right.
So without further ado, I'm going to jump into it.
Right.
All right. So I was not in this dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was more so seeing everything from like a drone perspective. Like I was like flying. Like, you know how drones hover and stuff. It was more like that. And first of all, this is the standout thing, how it will relate to the other dream. The sky was like a purplish pink color. Mm-hmm. Like I always best describe it as like it was for those of you who have seen Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters, with the slime and stuff that was on the building and all of that. And I think that was, Ghostbusters 2. Anyway, the sky was like that color. And you know how like old films have like those lines that pop up on the screen and stuff like that? It was like that.
Okay.
So it was almost like the sky was made of like film realm almost, like with like how it was kind of whatever. And so it was the backyard of a house, and in this backyard there was an empty pool,
right?
But there were people in it. There was no water. There were people, and they were all dancing and stuff, and and the pool was surrounded by like giant amps and speakers and stuff. So it was like there was no way that they could get out, and the speakers and stuff were covered by like the tape. Stuff you know right, how you see a tape? No, like a VHS tape, you know. Oh. How like they have the stuff that
I know what you mean.
Yeah, whatever it's called, the film
thing,
stuff.
Yep.
But it was like from like a CD, or not a CD tape, but an audio tape. Yeah. And that stuff was all over the speakers for some reason. I don't know why. So anyway, the people, like I said, it was music playing, of course, because there were speakers and stuff. So the people were just dancing constantly. And at one point, while I was watching them, all of a sudden it started raining blood. And it was only raining blood in the pool, in the area where the people were.
Yeah.
And the pool wasn't filling up. It was just blood raining down on them. And that's they crazy. Didn't care. They didn't even realize. They was just still dancing, having a good time, whatever.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know. And then I look up at like the house where like, because there's like a balcony porch thing, you know how you have like the steps and you go up. Well, like, all right, say like this is the rail and then this is like the actual deck or whatever connected to the house. There was like people hanging or almost like floating in front of the rail. And I mean, they were facing the house, But there was like what I think was probably a demon was it had two melted like nails, like hammer and nails or whatever. Two melted nails. They were like melted together. And what they were doing was they were putting it upside down. They were making a cross, putting it upside down. And they were burning it into people's foreheads. They were slowly like, dude, they were pulling crazy. People out of the pool one by one and burning it into their foreheads. And I saw that, and then the thing looked at me, and then I woke up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know, I don't remember what the figure looked like. I assume it was a demon because it was a shadowy. Yeah. You know, thing. You just can't exactly like make it out.
Dude.
But yeah. So that is the first dream.
Now, do you get any type of interpretation of what it was, or do you still like what?
The only thing I got out of it is with the sky being purplish or whatever.
Yeah.
God's or the color purple in the Bible means royalty, apparently. I asked some people, and that's they all said that it means royalty. So I got that. I interpreted the blood as people always have access to Jesus. They always have access to the blood, but it's their choice to soak it up or not. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, the pool never filled up. It was only on the people. It wasn't even like on the pool itself. It was on the people, and they just kept dancing and didn't care.
What about the speakers, though?
I don't know. Like the speakers with the wine. The I still don't know what to call it. The
and then you
film
said there
or
were
whatever.
Figures taking out the
and
people
there were
and
figures, and I didn't even see them take the people out the pool. I just saw like people, like I didn't even see anybody like standing on the steps. I just saw the people like almost like levitating in front of like the railing. And then they were facing the house, but like the demon or whatever was like standing in front of them, like putting the upside down cross on their foreheads.
Dude, that's weird, bro.
So
you should maybe look into it and see what it was.
And then, like I said, it was a wooden deck too. You know, once I explained the next one too, it so there are some correlating things because in the next story, there's wood also. There's and you know
dude, this is something to investigate.
Yeah. So the next one will really be even the next one. It wasn't there was no demons or anything, but it. You go ahead, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like for me, mine was. I honestly, dude, I dream like every day. Like, there's no day that I don't dream.
I wish I could say the same.
And it's like it could be something like small. It could be something huge. Like. I don't know, but it's cool because I feel like it's in a way like obviously that's a gift as well.
Yeah.
In which like let's say you know characters in the Bible like Joseph or would have where they could you know dream into the future and see and foresee what things to happen.
Daniel,
yeah, of course. And there's a lot of people, I guess, that you know just they would have dreams of things and they would happen. And in order to like prevent or whatnot, but for me in particular, it was this dream, and actually I had the new like the same dream at least two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like on three different days, like within the time frame of like I think 2 weeks, I dreamed the same dream, and it's crazy. I don't know how I dreamed the same thing, but I never do. Yeah. Like it's, I mean, actually, I do dream multiple things, all the same things, or. Sometimes I dream one dream, and then the next day I dream the other half of that
part
dream.
Two.
That's crazy. But anyway,
see, it's just you get what you get. Like it's not. Oh well, I get to see the rest of it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's,
dude.
Yeah. So
now with mine, so it was about me. I was like in this college or whatnot, and. Oh yeah, I was in this college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in this college, and basically what happened, I was like with a group of friends, or I don't know, something like that. But anyways, I was walking around in like just like in the hallways or stuff.
Yeah.
But I went and killed two people. So I killed two people, right? So I basically went and like killed two people in like these colleges, right? And after I did it, like, I could see myself, like, going there and, like, getting close to the person and shooting them and just leaving them and just running away.
Jeez.
So I would basically just shoot them, get out the room, lock the door, and I would just leave. But I would have that feeling that the cops were coming. So I would feel like, oh, damn, like, I got to hide. I would imagine. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was basically the same thing. It was very simple. It was just me going to college. I shot these two people and then I left.
Jeez.
So now, obviously, for me, I was told that, you know, whatever dream that you feel uncomfortable with, you know, pray it out. You know, like, hey, if this is something that doesn't bring you peace, you know, pray it out. Like, as soon as you wake up, there is a reason you're waking up. Mm-hmm. You know, so even if it's like 2-3 in the morning and you had a bad dream, you know, pray it out. But so this happened 3 times. With a span of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So came on a Saturday. I went and I was actually out of college, and it was the last time that
you're not about to self incriminate yourself, are you?
No, but okay. Maybe. No, anyways. But
All right. It was
in college. I was at this college. It was the last winter or the last snowfall of last year. I think it was last year.
I already know where this is going.
So yeah. I was going down the hill because the way to enter and to leave is by this like hill or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so I was going down the last snowfall, like I said. It rained like earlier that day and mm-hmm. then it snowed again. So obviously it was slippery.
Right.
But anyway, so when I was going down, I couldn't catch on to the brake. Well, obviously I did, but the brakes wouldn't work. Like, it was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, like, just sliding down, like, with force. And there's, like, this, like, entrance, what's it called? Like, design or whatever. Just, like, rocks and, like, a bunch of, like, I don't know. I mean, it was like a sign, like the school sign. But, you know, it's all brick. And I was going to hit that. But I was able to swerve away. But at the same time, I was looking because, okay, so it's like the hill, the drop down, but there is a small little highway like on the end of the road.
Yeah.
So it's like two ways. So it's, you know, going that way and going the other way. So there was a car coming. And obviously, I ditched that entrance sign, but I knew I was gonna hit the car. Now, now what I did, I was like, you know, flickering the lights, I was honking just to make sure, just for that guy to like either speed up or to like stop.
They probably couldn't stop either,
but
ice down.
But
there.
Obviously, it didn't. So eventually, I went and rammed right into the side of the doors, and dude, the car like spun around and it went down into the ditch like at least 50 yards. Like I hit it like spun around out of control and it went into the ditch. My car just went down straight into the ditch. So I was like, dude, I was in shock. I was like, dang, like it was like a hard hit, dude. Honestly, it was like a hard hit. So anyway, so yeah, dude, I went and I got out, and it was still snowing, dude. I only had like a sweater on, but anyways, I went into to check on the people, dude. It was a family of three, so it was like the husband driving, the wife on the passenger, and then their 6-year-old daughter on the back on the passenger side. Jeez. And that's the side I hit.
You know what? Oh, by the way, I meant to say this when we started. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant and then the other people that lost their lives too during that helicopter crash. Dude, that was
crazy.
Man, I'm sorry, you just reminded me of that. I should have said that sooner too. No. Yeah. That is wildly unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's just, man.
So yeah, I mean, dude. It makes you value life a lot. Dude, and actually,
for real,
get into that. But
we were talking about that over chicken, you
know, yesterday, Buffalo Wild Wings,
Tuesday.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
So, I'm sorry,
value life,
yeah,
but anyways, yeah, so it was. I hit that passenger side, so dude, like the woman was like in pain, like she was like, oh, this, you know, she was like hurt. And like, dude, I'm telling you, dude, the car was wrecked. Like, I hit it hard, and obviously with a spawn, everything, dude, it was wrecked. Like, the lady couldn't get out her door because it was like jammed in. Obviously, like all the airbags just popped up open. Dude, the girl though, she ran out, and dude, and I grabbed the girl, I hold her, I told her that I was so sorry, dude. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I hold her in.
But you had no control over that.
Yeah, no, but she was like all in shock. Yeah. And like the dad was like, oh dang, this is crazy, whatever. Good thing, I mean, they were nice people.
Yeah.
But the woman was like, she got a concussion or whatever. But anyways. Oh, and actually, no, it wasn't on the door, dude. It wasn't on the door. And that's the crazy thing. Okay, that's the crazy thing, because I hit them on the side, on the right side of the taillight. That's the reason why the car spun over.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hit them on the side of the taillight. But it was by inches, though. Like, so anyways. So going into my dream now, and what I believe is that if I would have hit them right on the side of the doors, where the passenger was, I could have caused some damage, literally killed them because in a way, like, imagine it's snowy, it's slippery. I go in with full force, hit onto the side of the doors, but not just that, like the ditch is probably like 5 yards away.
Another thing too, you gotta take into consideration, you could have got ejected out of the car through the windshield.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I'm saying. And not just that, but like the ditch was like probably like 10 yards away. Man. Dude, I could have like hit him hard and take the car into like the ditch, and probably the car would like flip down into the ditch. And dude, I don't know. And my guess is, like, imagine if it wasn't because of what this is what I'm thinking, like, either me not preventing or having them know that I was going down the road full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if it was like, if he would have been there, like, I would say like a second early, I would have killed them. But because if they were like, because it was like a second later, dude, like, it, obviously the car spun, but it prevented from me to like to hit the wife and their daughter. She was 6 year olds, and the thing, she did not have a car seat either.
And see, that's bad on that. Well, she's at least supposed to have a booster seat.
Yeah, but nothing. It was just her on like the seat
belt. That's but, not good.
You know, after reflecting it, I was like, dude, imagine if I would have just like, nah, you know, this is just a crazy dream. Like, I wouldn't kill anybody.
Right.
I'm just gonna go to sleep. Like, who cares?
Right.
But imagine if something happened, like if you dream the same thing like three times,
it's about for the same a reason. Thing
about you killing someone.
Yeah.
Dude, like, even though you're not you don't have bad intentions or whatever, dude, anything can happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, dude. And then it made me seem like, okay, obviously this is a gift where like you can prevent things from happening.
Yeah.
So it's like being able to use that into your daily life. Now this comes into the aspect of the vision and interpretation, where like I've had times where like I'm like sleeping and I feel somebody tapping on me. Like, dude, I'm like laying down, and I think it was this was like a month ago, but I was laying down, like my bed is like kind of like in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was facing the wall. And I would literally feel, dude, somebody grabbing me and like trying to flip me over to the other side. Like,
you don't think it was your brothers messing with you, though?
This was at 2 a.m.
Yo, I don't know.
Dude, I would hear.
Listen, Aaron seems kind of mischievous. Nah. I'm just throwing that out, dude, there.
I'm telling you.
All right.
And like even that, my door is far. It's kind of like you would take like probably like 15, 20 steps to get to the door.
No. Well, I don't know. I'm just.
But anyways, and I feel like, you know, us knowing like the spiritual side on things, we can get into that spiritual realm where, like, imagine, like, and this is something that I would want to do, being able to like control your dreams and do whatever you want to do in your dreams.
Yeah, it's called lucid dreaming.
I'm saying like being able to dream, oh, I want to fly. You know, you fly off.
Yeah.
Or like you get into that spiritual realm where like you start experiencing the spiritual side of it. Like this, because dude, honestly, like how can you have like, how, like, and last time, this was actually like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I felt like somebody like tapping on me and I woke up. Now, for me, it's like if it's something that my heart makes me feel concerned or like, oh, this is like creepy, Mm-hmm. I pray it out. But if it's something like, I feel like kind of like peace, some of the times it's like basically like God just waking me up to pray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because normally like I'm, you know, have like this time of prayer, like in the morning where I just pray. And sometimes my alarm doesn't even go on, but I wake up either to a tap or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like getting into that spirituality side of it. Like, and we find a lot of stories, like, you know, one could be Joseph, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Him being able to dream of him being a king. Mm-hmm. Or not a king, but yeah, well, actually, yeah, being a king.
Basically, and, you know.
And having his brothers bow down to him, obviously,
yeah, to him, it didn't turn out. That's what happens when you run your mouth.
Yeah, but imagine, like, you know, all that type of things, like being able to foresee the future and not just that, prevent from something crazy to happen. So
yeah,
dude, but yeah, that is my
man,
my vision and dream interpretation of things. Like, mm-hmm. you're able to change or foresee what's out there and what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Dude. But I want to hear that second part, though.
I feel like mine are, like, so out there. Like, it's just, like, I don't see this happening, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, yours, I mean, I'm not taking away from it or nothing like that. I'm not trying to, like, belittle it by any means. But I'm just saying yours is more practical, mm-hmm. I guess, to an extent. But mine's, it was almost like, God, you got me in like some type of like fiction book or something, almost, like, you know. So basically part two happened. So I think a week or 2 weeks later, something like that, I got baptized.
Right.
Right after I got saved. Actually, before, this might have been, I don't know, because I got saved, then I started speaking tongues, then I got baptized, I think. Or maybe, I forgot the order with tongues and being baptized. Either way, after I spoke in tongues or got baptized, about a week later, just like after I got saved, I had another dream. The sky was the exact same. Mm. But this time, all right, so there was a stage, and the stage was set up ready for like a concert or whatever, for somebody to speak and all that. It had a microphone, drums, all of that stuff ready to go. But in front of the stage, there was like a wooden staircase that went up to the sky.
Again?
Yeah, no, this wasn't no deck. Oh, this was like the stairway to heaven.
Okay.
And it was made of wood. Jesus was a carpenter. So, yeah. I mean, you know, you had a wooden deck. I don't know if that has any significance, but I know for sure the stairway to heaven. And it was like oddly placed like in front of the stage. So like the stage is here and the steps are going up like this in front of the stage.
Dude, that's crazy.
And it's just,
look at this. So it says that wood is a material that allows a spiritual connection between people and the divine.
Mm-hmm.
Wood is natural symbol and is considered to be the most valuable material all around the world. When it comes to trees in general, we can say that they usually symbolize longevity, or whatever that is.
Longevity,
is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wisdom and knowledge. But, I mean, if it's a stair, its material allows a spiritual connection between people and the divine. Dude, we're going to reveal your dream here today.
All right. I mean, if you want to do that.
No, but anyways, keep going. So it was in front of
you. You was
the
able
stage
to interpret your own. I had these.
No, but I mean, like this 5 years ago. After the event that happened, though.
I know, but still, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm, yeah. All right. So, like I said, there was the stage and then the stairs in front of the stage.
Right.
You know how, like, on a cartoon or something, you'll see the world from like a, almost like a warped view or something like that. So it was like there in front of the stage and the steps and all that, there was like a rundown corn maze, you know, how like the tractor comes through. And so it was just like a big open field, almost like a ran over corn maze. And there were chairs set up everywhere. I guess, for people to sit. But it was like chairs like far back.
That's crazy.
And that's why I said that it was like from that like warped view thing. And there were no people there yet or whatever. But, and this by no means do I mean to make myself sound important, because I wouldn't have got up there in front of people. I feel comfortable talking on these mics in front of a camera. If we had a live audience, I'd clam up like seafood. So anyway, I got up on the steps.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got up there, all of a sudden there were people in the chairs. I didn't see them. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah.
I picked up a microphone and I started preaching about God's love for people.
Dude.
And I just was telling people, and see, I had just got saved, so I was just saying what I know. God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not this religious figure. All the complete opposite of the way that I was raised in church, what I was led to believe. So I was just talking about how good God is, how much he loves you. I was saying, that's all I was saying. I'm pretty sure it got to a point where I just kept repeating myself.
Right, right.
And this is going to sound super weird. You know what? Actually, before I get to that point, there were Pharisees there. Like, if you've seen the Bible, the show, I mean, not the show, but like the little mini docu-series thing that they had, the Pharisees were there, like dressed up, like they had on the garments and all of that. And they told me to shut up, and they were saying I was a blasphemer, blah, 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 all of that. And I was sitting there, I was like, you shut up. Like, I just told him to shut up. I was like, you know, and all of that. And then I just like, I was just like, God is so good. Like, I just kept saying that over and over. And I just broke down into tears and started crying. This, I don't understand why he was here.
Who was?
Chance the Rapper.
Interesting.
Yes, I know. And if you think I just threw this in and I'm just freestyling this, I'm not. You can ask Anthony Skridinsky, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm sorry, Anthony, if I'm butchering your name. You can ask anybody who I told back then about these dreams around like 2016 when I first started working here. You can ask any of those people. I listened to Chance the Rapper back then before this whole Christianity thing with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not adding this in just to sauce it up or whatever. For some reason, he was in my dream and he came up to me. He was like, bruh, ignore what they talking about, you know, in regards to the Pharisees. He was like, forget what they talking about. Keep preaching. Keep saying what you saying, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, I wasn't responsible for him getting saved or nothing like that. But he was just like, just keep preaching, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep spreading God's love, you know. And he was just encouraging me. And I mean, that was pretty much like the end of it, you know.
Dude.
And I remember exactly what I was wearing too, everything. Like, I had on some Vans, the skate ones. So those are like the mid top joints. I had on some distressed ripped jeans. I had this like 10 deep shirt that was like distressed also, and it had 10 deep on the shirt, like in the middle. And then I had a hoodie on up under it, and I was wearing some type of snapback or something, whatever. I remember everything from those dreams.
Dude.
Like, I can't tell you what happened in no other dream, but these two, I remember them detail for detail. I mean, it was a little blurry on the hat or whatever.
Dude,
but
my guess, bro. Dude, because
I cannot emphasize enough, I do not mean to make myself sound
I'm
a certain
about
way
this,
or whatever.
Like, okay, so now with what we heard about, like, you know, the meaning of what, you know, it's like a connection, a spiritual connection between like the natural to the divine. I mean, dude, my guess is like, it's probably like a preparation or like a little foreseen of like what God has for you.
Because,
dude, I honestly believe like with your talent and with your skill and what your gift is, obviously, you know, it's going to reach people. Now, obviously with all the crazy stuff, like, you know, the people inside the blood with, because I, dude, most of it comes like musical things, like speakers and then a stage, you know,
that's what I was thinking too.
Musical, man. Things were like, yeah, you in the stage and you talking out to people.
I'm sorry, no, real quick. You know, it was funny. You know who baptized me?
Who?
Pastor Terrence. I didn't even know him back then. And the first thing he said when I got in the pool and I came up to him, he was like, do you do something with music? And I was like, he was like, do you like DJ or something? I was like, no, I don't DJ. I rap. I mean, he was like, okay, I sense that. And I was just like, yeah. I don't know if he was saying that just because he don't see too many black people nowadays or like, no, but yeah, I mean, he said that. I just thought that was odd.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's like what I'm getting. I mean, that's probably just like a fraction of what the whole entire meaning. But if you put a connection to it with whatever your calling is, you being on the stage and like the wood part in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you being like a connection or like being like that intermediate, mm-hmm, connecting people to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
I mean, about like, you know, having the people and having them cross, you know, on their foreheads and with this, I don't know, man. I mean, that could be something different, but I don't know, bro. What if, this is my thinking, what if, like, the music and all the rapping, because it was all over the speakers, you said, it was blocking the speakers, too?
Yeah, like, so, like, the speakers and amps and all of that stuff was completely surrounding the pool, so there was no way they could, like, climb out of there. And
the people weren't noticing the blood on them?
No, wasn't paying attention.
This is my thing. This is what I'm thinking, like, just right now off my head. So if you really think about it, you know, the devil in a way has, we can say, like, the music industry wrapped up under him.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe the pool could, like, represent the world in, like, Jesus' blood. It's saying, hey, it's right here, mm-hmm, here, but people not noticing because they're so... surrounded on that music that it's just, you know, blinding them and, like, you know, making them deaf.
Yeah.
And seeing what, like, actual, you know, what the actual reality is. And I don't know about the cross or whatever, but maybe, you know, the devil in a way kind of, like, trying to portray or take out his... Because, you know, we know that the devil tries to do...
All he does is copy-paste. Copy paste,
you know what I mean? Paste. So maybe, you know, with the cross upside down and saying, okay, this is good, so this is good music, you know what I mean? And then maybe the other part is where, like, maybe those people that were able to get out from there and actually notice the blood, they're the ones that showed up at your event. I don't know, you know, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
It could be that's, you know, from what I got.
I
mean,
I thought about that, but I don't want to put myself up there and, like, try to make myself sound all grand and all
no,
that.
But the thing you know, is not even that, because, dude, honestly, I mean, if that's something that God puts in your heart and it makes you feel good,
dude,
I would just go with it. Like, you know, keep praying it out and, you know, wanting to know what the meaning is, because you find those type of connections, you know, as you pray and actually get the meaning of it.
Yeah.
You know, for me, obviously, like, after the fact, obviously, I was able to reflect and it clicked on me. I was like, dang, snap. Right. But what I'm trying to get at is where I'm able to have a dream, pray it out, and I want to get, like, an answer in the dream or an answer in whatever I see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, dude, connecting yourself with the spiritual, dude, it takes you far.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then, at the same time, like, to me, what I think of dreams and visions is, like, because it's something that not even scientists can understand of why we get dreams.
Right.
And we're, like, we're unconscious, but our subconscious is alive and active, and we're able to destroy buildings. We're able to fly, in the natural we can't do.
Yeah.
But why can't we do it here?
Right.
You know? Right. And imagine if we're able to go ahead and connect ourselves to that spiritual realm.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine the stuff that we're able to, like, see or foresee, because it's just crazy. Like, even, like, with deja vu.
Some
of the stuff that,
that
is, like,
so creepy.
You know, like, oh, dude, I experienced this, but what if it's already in the dream and you could have done something in the dream, but now it's happening? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it's like, And my other thing, like I was saying to the dreams, I feel like it's a portal, or it's like a key where like God gives you as one of your tools to like rule the world and to basically, you know, connect you to what the vision and plans he has for you. Because, you know, he already knew what we're gonna be even before the foundations of the earth.
Right.
So it's like giving that tool where we can, like, it's like a software. Like you go into the internet and see.
Yeah.
You know,
like me, how I've been watching tutorial videos.
And then, but yeah, you can turn it on and then you're able to like see, okay, this is the stuff I'm working on.
Yeah.
But that is your software to get into like,
yeah,
what's already in store for you. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You know, when you
actually, I do know, you know, I've been told a lot by people that after I say something, I say, I don't know at the end.
Yeah.
So I need to cut that. Because it's like I say something deep and then I say, I'm like, I don't know.
I say,
which it contradicts what I said, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say I don't
I
know
but I don't know.
It's like, like I say this like blah 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 blah. Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, what the, it's contradicting? Do you know or just what?
Yeah, you know, you brought up something that reminded me when you said that we're able to do those things in our dreams, but we can't do it in real life. I remember, I believe, I'm pretty sure, I'm 80% sure.
Yeah,
90% sure. That it was Jesse Duplantis who said, it's funny how, no, I am way off. It was Pastor Brandon Lyles who said this. He was talking about Thor and like all these different movies and stuff. And he was like, do you think the reason why we create those movies and stuff is because that's how it's actually supposed to be?
Dude,
that's why we're so obsessed with flying and going to space and having superpowers and all this stuff, because we're actually supposed to have those things.
Dude, I'm saying.
In real life, not just in dreams. That's true. Yeah.
Dude, I was talking to, okay, so, you know, go to the barber shop.
Yeah.
But there's this black guy.
That, yeah.
He cuts my hair now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like all into all these conspiracies and stuff. He's like, dude, what if what they're feeding us is not what we're supposed to eat?
Oh, it's not.
You know what I mean?
It's not
because,
at all.
You know, it, like meat, it slows you down.
Yeah.
And imagine, like, if you think about
clogs it, clogs your colon.
If you think about it, what are most of the medicines made out of?
Stuff that can kill you.
No, no, like thinking about like things that like that are made.
Oh, like chemicals and.
Well, not chemicals, but like plants. Most of the stuff, like it's like plant stuff that they obtain.
Oh,
to create
things. Oh, I see.
You know, because like, let's say if you're walking around and you like you go on a field,
yeah,
and then there's like a vineyard of grapes, and like you smell it, I can smell grapes, but can you actually smell a meat? And what makes you joy? What brings you joy if you smell something good? Mostly is fruits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like medicine are made out of plants.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the cures, and there's people that say this, that there could be things in the Amazon that we haven't discovered, that a plant could have a cure to cancer or whatever.
Yeah,
which I believe we already found the cure, but anyways.
Oh,
but
we ain't got to get into that right now.
But imagine, why are people so much into like feeding us meat? If we eat the right things, imagine how powerful we can get. What is one thing that gives us like air and like gives us like something to breathe?
All the stuff that's being burnt down right now.
No, but anyways, but like back
in the day. I keep giving you all the wrong answers.
But like back in the day, like trees. What is something that generates oxygen? Trees.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Right. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. All the stuff. Australia is on fire.
That's right.
We had the Amazon rainforest. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, imagine everything that we get is out of the tree. And imagine what makes, I know I'm asking all these questions, but like what makes a tree, or what makes a plant, or what makes a fruit grow? Like a fruit obtains all the good nutrients and proteins from the earth, from the soil, from the water, from the sun.
Right.
Dude, talking about sun, the energy of the sun is within a fruit.
Yeah.
And we get to eat that. You know what I mean? So it's right. like, dude, being able to like eat this stuff is like brings yeah. us so much like power.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but in the Bible, it also talks about Daniel, how he went into like a, like he fasted. He fasted. Yeah. And all he was eating yep. fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say? That he was the best looking man and strongest man in
he
in
went vegan. City. Yeah.
He was. Dude, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how we got into this, but.
No, I mean, it's, hey, it still ties in, sort of. I remember when Kevin, because, you know, he was always talking about Dragon Ball Z stuff when he yeah. was talking about Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was like, he went Super Saiyan, and he dude. Was like, that's how we about to be when we go to heaven and stuff.
Not even that. Like, dude, he did that when he was here on Earth in yeah, person.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. In front of a few people. Like, he wasn't going to do that in front of everybody, you know? So.
Dude, actually, that's something that we should talk about by next or whatever episode.
Going Super Saiyan?
Going Super Saiyan. Okay. Actually, this should be, like, tied in into our next episode. We should talk about that. Okay. Hitting the spiritual realm. That'd okay. be dope.
Yeah.
Becoming Thor. Dude, and actually, I saw this thing in YouTube. I mean, on Facebook. I mean, obviously, you don't believe anything at Facebook, but it's like this this website or kind of like a channel. It's got like Info News or something.
Yeah.
But it's like this guy, he basically, it's kind of like a documentary. He obtains facts, like random, like weird facts, but he puts it into cartoons.
Mm.
So last time I was watching about like about this like Nazi pilot that he was called the Red Baron or whatever, that he was the most fierce, you know, pilot ever.
Yeah.
He had like over like 80 kills or whatever.
Mm.
You know, but anyways, but there's like random like weird facts that you never hear of. But in one of his episodes, which I saved it, I don't have time to go on it, but on like my social medias, but I was able to save it
mm-hmm.
because I saw it. But apparently there is scientific proof that a Thor actually could have existed on the world.
Well, see, that goes back to when we were talking about Greek gods and yeah. all of that stuff, because they said, well, according to Pastor Jim, the way that those Greek gods and all of that were birthed was because the third of the angels that rebelled with Satan, mm-hmm. they were sleeping with humans,
yeah.
with women. And that's how they came to be. That's why they had superhuman strength and
exactly.
all of that stuff. So, yeah, Thor probably did exist.
That's what
like
I'm
I
saying.
Said, Hermes, Hercules. I can't even think of all the Greek gods' names.
Apollos.
Yeah.
Poseidon.
Poseidon. Yeah.
I don't know. Zeus. I don't know.
Hades. Well, Zeus we know who be, Hades is Zeus anyway.
Thor. Because he's a god of yeah. thunder.
Yeah.
Or the lightning god or whatever. But anyways, hey, we might talk about this next episode. So you guys better stay tuned.
Yeah.
Or else Trey will beat you out.
I'm not going to put hands and feet on you at all. So. I don't know where that information came from. Anyway, this has been
yeah.
episode 48 of the ET. I almost said EC. I don't know. ET podcast.
Yep.
I have been Trey.
And I am Eric. And thank you for tuning in, guys. So stay tuned for next week. Always follow Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. And what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we're catching up on our videos finally. Yeah. I am learning very, very, very slowly how to edit video. Well, so we are catching up on video.
Yes,
so
yes.
we will start uploading older videos to YouTube. Yeah. And yeah, we'll yeah. get all caught up eventually.
Exactly. So thank you guys for tuning in. Stay fresh and keep dreaming.
Adios.
Peace.